It's completely irrelevant. I don't care what Ryvich thought of me when he decided to let me live, whether it was intended as a punishment or an act of mercy. It doesn't matter at all. What matters is that he did kill Geeta, and that I swore to Kaweya that I'd avenge her death. Avenge her death. She smiled humorlessly. It's all so conveniently medieval, isn't it? Feudal honor and bonds of trust, oaths of fealty and vengeance. Have you checked the calendar recently, Tanner? Don't even pretend to understand any of this, Chantrell. She shook her head vehemently. If I did, I'd start worrying about my sanity. What in hell's name have you come here for? To satisfy some ridiculous promise, an eye for an eye? Now you put it like that, I don't see it as being particularly laughable. No, it's not remotely laughable, Tanner, it's tragic. To you, maybe. To anyone with an angstrom of detachment, do you realize how much time will have passed by the time you get back to Sky's Edge? Don't treat me like a child, Chantrell. Answer my damned question. I sighed, wondering how I had let things get so far out of control. Had our friendship just been an anomaly, an excursion away from the natural state of things? At least 3 decades, I replied, as if the time I was expressing was of no consequence at all, like a matter of weeks. And before you ask, I'm well aware of how much could change in that time, but not the important things. They've already changed, and much as I wish they would, they won't change back. Geeta's dead, Dieterling's dead, Mirabelle's dead. What? I said Kaweya's dead. No, you didn't. You said Mirabelle's dead. I watched the city slide by outside, my mind buzzing, wondering what kind of state my head must be in for a slip of the tongue like that. That wasn't the kind of mistake you could easily ascribe to fatigue. The Houseman virus was clearly having a worse effect on me than I dared assume. It had gone beyond simply infecting my waking hours with shards of Sky's life and times, and was beginning to interfere with my most basic assumptions about my own identity, undermining my perception of self. And yet, even that was a comforting assumption. The mendicants had told me their therapy would burn out the virus before too long, yet the Sky episodes were becoming more insistent. And why would the Houseman virus bother making me confuse events that had happened in my own past rather than Sky's? Why did it care if I confused Mirabelle with myself? No, not Mirabelle. Kaweya. Disturbed, not wanting to remember the dream I'd had, of the time when I'd been looking down on the man in the white room with the missing foot, I tried to recapture the thread of the conversation. All I'm saying is... What? All I'm saying is that when I get back, I'm not expecting to find what I left. But it won't be any worse. The people who mattered to me were already dead. The Houseman virus was really screwing me up. I was starting to see Sky as myself, and Tanner Mirabelle was increasingly becoming... What? A detached third person? Not really me at all? I remembered my confusion at Zebra's, after I had been playing the chess game over in my mind, time and time again, how sometimes I appeared to win and sometimes I appeared to lose. But it had always been the same game. That must have been the start of it. The slip of the tongue just meant that the process had taken a step beyond my dreams, just like the Houseman virus. Disturbed, I tried to recapture the thread of the conversation. All I'm saying is, when I get back, I'm not expecting to find what I left. But it won't be any worse. The people who mattered to me were dead before I left. I think it's about satisfaction, she said, like in the old experientials, where the nobleman throws down his glove and says he